Pepsi. Promo code WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here!
Go! Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Always fun when the Bronx Bombers come to town. The New York Yankees, the opponent, opening up a six-game homestand for the Crew. It was Colin Ray getting the ball for the Brewers against Luis Heal, one of the talented young righties in the Yankees organization. Started quick, though, for the Yankees' favor. A solo homer from Juan Soto made it 1-0 in the first, and then a solo homer in the second from Alex Verdugo quickly had the Yankees up 2-0. Joey Ortiz, little did we know, was just starting to get hot in the bottom of the second.
And the pitch. Hit to left. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! We are tied on an absolute rocket. Out of here by Joey Ortiz. Ho, ho, ho! No doubt about that, baby.
It's always great when the first big league home run is called by the one and only Bob Uecker. So that tied the game up at 2-2. Then in the third inning, still working against Lucas Hill. This time, it was one of the guys that was a hero last season as a rookie, Blake Perkins.
Hill out of the stretch on the third base side of the rubber, the 2-1.
High drive, deep right field. Back goes Soto at the track. Gone! Blake Perkins gives the Brewers a 4-2 lead here in the third.
Lane Grindle's call, so they're still rolling. However, in the top of the fourth inning, a three-run, two-out, two-strike homer by Trent Grisham, his first hit of the 2024 season, would give the Yankees the lead right back. It was a home run derby, Yankees leading 5-4. We fast forward now to the sixth inning here for the Brewers. Gary Sanchez leads off with a double down a left field line. He advanced to third on a ground out by Turing, a very unselfish at-bat. Then it was Joey Ortiz once again trying to make things happen.
Ready and coming back. Hit in the air to left center. This should be deep enough to score Sanchez. Here's the throw coming on, and he's in there standing. That throw short hopped. Austin Wells wouldn't have had him anyway. And we are tied on the sack fly by Ortiz.
So 5-5, and man, it would stay that way for a while. Both bullpens would lock things down from there. Milner had a scoreless seventh. Santana had a scoreless seventh. Then in the eighth inning, it was up to Elvis Piguero after the first man, Soto, had a single. Piguero got judged to ground into a double play, but he wasn't out of the woods yet with Rizzo.
Big pitch coming right here. The 3-2. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Got a slider in on that back leg of the left-hander Rizzo. And Piguero gets the double play ball and the strikeout. And he's through the eighth.
And then in the ninth inning, Brian Hudson had it with it still tied 5-5. And the best catcher in baseball had to remind everybody that he was still in the game.
Here it is. Runner goes. Throw to second base. Going to be in time. They got him. With Bryce Turang covering, you can't make it any better than that.
It was right on the money, as Bob Uecker called it. So it's 5-5, and we're going to extras. The Yankees would bring Giancarlo Stanton in to be the pinch hitter. He would get an RBI double to score the placed runner, but that would be the only run that scored in the 10th. In the bottom of the 10th, Willie trying to make sure there would be another inning.
3-1. Lined into center field for a base hit. We are tied. Contreras trots home, an RBI single for Adames, and it's a 6-6 ball game here in Milwaukee.
That would be all the Brewers get, though, in the 10th. In the 11th, Koenig returns back to work. First batter up, Gleyber Torres, flied out to deep right. It moved the placed runner, old friend Jemai Jones, to third base. The batter, Alex Verdugo, left on left with Koenig on the mound.
Chopper into the glove of Koenig, throws home. Contreras supplies the tag on Jones. Wow! The big guy, Jared Koenig, fielding the position on the comebacker, made a great throw home to Contreras, and Jones had no shot.
And in a new world of extra inning baseball, getting that placed runner out is so key to make sure you can try to win the game. And then in the bottom of the 11th inning, Brewers didn't waste much time. Joey Ortiz with one out and a man aboard.
1-1. Line passed. Jemai Jones in
series. The Brewers win it 7-6 and 11 here tonight.
What a win. Lane Grindle on the call. Back at it again tomorrow. Wow. Brewers are 17-8 on the season. Second best record in the National League. And they've won three in a row. Take a breather. Last one of the night. Come back to wrap it up and look ahead to tomorrow after this on 620 WTMJ.